أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله زدناهم عذابا فوق العذاب بما كانوا يفسدون ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 88 and 89 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about the day of Qiyamah regarding those who worship idols, regarding those that worship anything but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, and Allah says, أَلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they stop others from the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is they themselves disbelieve in Allah ta'ala, and then they don't allow others to believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat. زِدَنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابُ, that we will increase upon them one azab upon the azab. In other words, one is the azab, one is the punishment of kufr, and the other is the punishment of stopping others from bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This brings us to one very important aspect, not with regards to iman and kufr in itself, but sometimes we do not carry out an act of deen, or it is not within our capacity, or whatever our reasons may be. And then we stop others from carrying out that act of deen. This is something that we need to think about. It doesn't mean if I do not practice, if I cannot carry out a particular aspect of deen, I should stop others from doing it. Encourage others to do it so that the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would prosper. I cannot go out in the path of Allah, I shouldn't stop others from going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is sometimes some deficiency within our thinking and our own thoughts, that if I cannot do, others shouldn't do, or because I am not doing, others shouldn't do, or because this is my way of life, my thinking, my mindset, others shouldn't carry out. That should never ever be the thinking of a believer. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ, because of the corruption that they will cause. Now this is the very, very important aspect of it, that we do not carry out an aspect of deen, we want to stop others, and it may be an important aspect of deen, then that is going to create corruption on the surface of the earth. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks once again about qiyamah, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that on that day we will resurrect in every group of people, in every nation, a shaheed, a witness, alayhim, upon the people, min anfusihim, from amongst themselves, and that will be the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, their witness will be Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, for example, and like that, every community that will be called, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will call upon the Nabi. The question will be that, did you fulfill the amana? Did you convey my message to the people? Obviously the Nabi and each Nabi of Allah had done that par excellence without any deficiency whatsoever. And then Allah says, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَىٰ, and O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will call you as a witness upon the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, that now the people will deny, and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be called. And this shows that very high status of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا, And O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we revealed upon you the kitab, that is the Quran. Tibyanan means an explanation. Explanation of what? لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, of everything. So here, if our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the capacity of accepting this Quran and explaining this Quran, then there should be absolutely no doubt with regards to the shahada of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam over the other anbiya. The other way around also, that if he has the capacity, and he does have the capacity of being a witness in favor of the anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam on the day of qiyamah, then undoubtedly he has the capacity to fulfill this amanat of the Quran. Tibyanan likulli shay, an explanation of everything. Now if we take the simple examples that our ulama give us, and they have been giving us over the centuries, take zakah for example. What is the percentage of zakah? That's not found in the Quran. Tibyanan likulli shay will refer then to the explanation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given, how many rakats in each salah, how that salah will be performed. Tibyanan likulli shay, that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had fulfilled that amanat. Wahudan, and this Quran is a hidayah, a great form of hidayah. Every aspect, every road of hidayat, every path of guidance we will find in this Quran, in this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa rahmatan, and it is a great mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa bushra lil muslimin, and it is a bushra, it is a glad tidings for those who submitted to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That glad tidings goes on and on in this world and also in the everlasting hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.